How much do you know about Indigenous languages? Well, a recent study has found that the majority of Indigenous languages derive from a single language family called the Pama Nyungan that originated in far north Queensland around 5,000 years ago. Mitchell Earnshaw talked to Professor Quentin Atkinson from the School of Psychology at the University of Auckland and asked what exactly a language family is.
A language family is a group of languages that linguists have identified as being related to one another, like a biological family. And the way they identify those relationships is by looking at the features of the language, like shared words or grammatical forms that indicate the languages have a common ancestor.
So what makes the Pama Nyungan language family so significant?
First of all, it's the largest language family in Australia. It covers 90% of the Australian territory, or the historical range of Pama Nyungan does. But it's also important on a global scale in that it's the largest hunter-gatherer language family in the world. And that's part of the mystery of the family is there are other big language families in the world, like the Indo-European languages spoken in Europe and the Near East, but they tend to be agriculturalists. And one of the prevailing views is that agriculture and the extra resources it provides and the population growth has been a driver of big language expansions. The Pama Nyungan was spoken by hunter-gatherers, so it's not clear how this language family could have expanded across most of Australia.
This development happened thousands of years ago. How do you research the development of a language that happened that long ago?
Basically, what we do is, based on what we know of the languages that we have information on today, in our case, we looked at the words for different terms in the languages, we can reconstruct the family tree of the language family. For example, we can look at words for things like boomerang is something that appears across Australia, and look for shared forms. So the word for boomerang is something that sounds like boomerang in a lot of Pama Nyungan languages, and that leads us to suggest that some of those languages that share that form are more closely related to one another than languages that don't. And if we use this information across many, many different words, we can work out the relationships between the languages and the family.
So then, what does this tell you about the Pama Nyungan language?
What we found is that if we trace back along the branches of the phylogeny, the family tree that we reconstructed, we get a date range of around 5,500 to 6,000 years, and a location around the Gulf Plains region, just south of the Gulf of Carpentaria. And both that timing and location fit with this recent rapid expansion into already occupied territory.
Why did this language family come to dominate the majority of the continent?
One hypothesis is it's related to new stone tools, which appear in the archaeological record. So maybe there were new tool technologies that gave the groups an advantage. And another possibility is that maybe there was a sort of softer social technology change linked to different rituals or marriage practices that allowed the speakers of Pama Nyungan languages to expand their range. And we don't yet know, but the work we've done placing the language family in a particular time and place will hopefully allow archaeologists, geneticists and linguists to start piecing that together.
Professor Quentin Atkinson of the University of Auckland School of Psychology, ending that report by Mitchell Earnshaw.